Be aware of your bodies, be aware of your senses. Be aware of your body as the interface between the inner and the outer worlds. And let your senses fold inwards, moving inwards into the depths of the heart, into the mysterious depths of the body. Moving inwards and downwards. Coming out of linear time into non-linear time. Coming out of the time that the Egyptians would have called Nene, repetitive time, into Jet time, the time that is eternal. Stepping into that sense of eternity, that sense of time as dimension. And as you do so, be aware that you are making a journey in time and space. Moving inwards, downwards. Feeling the connection between your heart and the soul. Feeling the centripetal point of balance that is your heart, inviting the soul to descend into the heart so the heart sees with the deep vision of the soaring soul, and so the vision of the soul is integrated with the deep and mysterious aspect of the body. So as you sink inwards and downwards, you see more deeply into the nature of things. You see more deeply into the nature of time as dimension. And as you do this, you become aware of the figure of Paddy Aminope as a time being, as a being who transcends times, who is a guide and a companion. As usual, he is dressed very simply, just in an Egyptian kilt. And for a moment you are just aware of his presence. The guardian, the guide, the one who spans great gulfs of time. And in the mystery, in the mysterious unknown place, it is as if he beckons you to follow him. And it is as if you move in his wake, following in his footsteps. So that as you follow him out of the amorphous nature of the inner world, you find yourself upon a path formed by his walking. So step by step, following him. Feeling the path beneath your feet. being aware just of him slightly ahead of you, being aware of the solidity of the path beneath you. And as you follow the path, you realize that around you is the great field of stars. And you are aware of the presence of warm space, the presence of the goddess Nuit, the sky mother, the star mother, and the great field of stars. You're aware for a moment that you also are holding a star, and that Padyaminope is also holding a star. And you feel the great field of stars that are around you, the infinite points of view, the infinite possibilities. Feeling your connection to your star, but realizing that your star is connected to every other star. And for a moment you enter into the great field of stars, becoming one with the body of Nuit. Experiencing the whole of the universe as a vast space filled with twinkling stars. Feeling the twinkling as transmission, as conversation, as colloquy. A star communes with star in the vast concourse of the bundle of the living. The imperishable circumpolar souls that do not set. And as you continue following Padyaminope, as you continue to commune with the concourse of stars, as you become increasingly part of the body of Nuit, you become aware of your star, which now seems at the center of your being, and becomes the inner sun, the winged sun, becoming Horus of Beduit, becoming Hadit, becoming the direction of motion, the single point that is your point of view, your deep expression. Feeling the fire of that inner sun in your heart. Feeling the surf, the Uraeus serpents that defend it. Feeling the wings that expand its intentionality. The single point that is constant movement and creation, the self-generating light that is at the root of your own being. That aligns you in your place with the vast concourse of other beings who are also living stars. And as you contemplate Paddy Aminope, you see too that he is a living star. And as the fire of his star touches your star, there is a conjunction, a meeting. And there is a sense of illumination, of light shining down. And as if we move downwards, out of the immensity, out of the mystery of the body of Nuit, into the sun court of Paddy Aminope. And we find ourselves standing before an offering table, robed as priests and priestesses, alongside Paddy Aminope, who now wears the robes of a Sem priest. And in front of us is an offering table full of fruits and meats and gifts. On the other side of the offering table, there is a great seated statue of Ra Horakhti. The Horus of the horizon, the sun god of the dawn. And as we make offering to Ra Horakhti, Ra Horakhti becomes the living form, the living sun. And we feel the light and the heat of the sun court. And we commune with Ra Horakhti, who is will personified, who is upheld by Hathor, who stands behind him, who is love personified. In the moment of offering, we bring together love and will. We unite these potent qualities. We feel the fire of the star within us. We feel our capacity to reach out and receive all. As our will magnifies, as our love multiplies, we make the Maat offering, offering all that we have to Ra Horakhti and Hathor, receiving their blessing in return, in the endless cycle of offering and blessing that has no end. And having made the offering, we follow Paddy Aminope as he walks through the temple, through the sun court, into the inner court, into the covered hall. Where here we find the images of Anubis, the images of mummification. For this is the chamber of resurrection, the chamber of glorification. And Paddy Aminope shows us the various steps of mummification, the various steps of becoming one who possesses the body of glory. These come as swift images, too swift to understand. But we are shown whatever we are shown, and he leads us onwards through a small door into the inner sanctuary of this first level of the tomb. And in the small inner sanctuary at the end wall, we see a great flight of steps and the image of Osiris, the image, the deep image of ourselves, asa un nefa, our self made beautiful. We have many times been to this place and recognize it and bless it and are blessed in return. But for now, Paddy Aminopa leads us onwards into deep time, into deep history, into the great library tomb that recalls all the teachings of Kem. And as he does so, we find ourselves in a tomb descending downwards. And on the walls of this tomb, we find the Book of Gates. We find the great serpent doorways. We find the passage of the hours. From the first hour, we enter into the inner deserts. From the second hour, we encounter the blessed dead. And those who are the followers of Apep. We remember again the bark of Re and the powers of Sia and Heka. We step through the gateway into the third hour, where we find the sheaves of barley being grown, where we find the bark of the earth, where we find the mummified ones in their shrines, the glittering ones whom we must not follow. We find the guardian, the priest, holding Apep at bay. We step again into the fourth hour through the guardian. We find the lake of jackals, the lake of the serpents. We find the goddesses of the hours and the great snake of time. We find those who imprison the followers of Apep. We step into the fifth hour. We find the places of praise, we find the great measuring ropes that measure time and space. We find the places of fruition. We find those who hold the great serpent in their body. We find those who oversee the rope of the West. We step again into the place of judgment. Into the presence of the living Osiris, discovering again the place of balance. We enter into the mystery of the union of Ra and Asa. We contemplate the mystery of the rope and the hours. We contemplate the mystery of the Ben-Ben enclosure, the place of the resurrection of Osiris, the place of the renewal of Ra, in the quarry place of the earth. Passing the sixth gate, we enter into the seventh hour. We enter into the places of those who hold Maat. We enter into those who have made their bread. We contemplate again the Geb staffs. passing the seven obstructions, becoming one who is extended of heart, becoming one who reaps the barley of the field. We accompany Ra in the place of the rising. We accompany Ra into the eighth hour. Into the place of the rising up from the supine position. We align with those who possess dominion in the West, those who give birth to the mystery. We step again into the ninth hour, into the place of the praising of the Bar Souls, into the place where we are refreshed by the waters of the Nun, the waters of the beginning. We step through the next gate into the tenth hour, into the place of balance, into the place of the binding of Apep, into the place where opposites are held together. We step again into the 11th hour, where we look upon the face of Ra. Where we encounter the Ancient One of the Deep, who holds Apep in check. We contemplate the living Eye of Ra, and become one with the winged rising serpent, who brings us into the 12th hour. Who brings us into the place where we are seated upon the serpent, where we hold the star upon our hands. And we are seated together in the great circle of those who are seated on the snake holding their star. And as we sit together on the serpent holding the star in the great tomb temple of Padi Aminope, we become aware of the many chambers of this temple. We become aware of the pyramid chamber that is just beyond this place. We become aware of the deeper level where the shrine of Osiris is found. We become aware of the deepest layer where the sarcophagus of Padi Amenhotep himself. And we become aware of many doors and openings where the great texts of Egypt are inscribed in stone forever. We become aware that we are free of this place. It is our place. We may return here with the blessing of Padi Aminope, for we are of those who are seated upon the serpent or hold the star in their hands. We are those of the body of Nuit of the thousand stars. We are those who holds Hadit within our core. We are the offerer and the one who is offered to. We are the servant of Hathor and Rahuv Kuit. We are the one who has united love and will, so that love is infinite, and so that will is uncontained. We are the living mystery made flesh. And our flesh is molten gold, and our bones are silver. and we look with the eyes of turquoise and carnelian. For we are of those who pull the bark of Ra through the daytime and the nighttime. We are of those who challenge Apep, who keep the world turning, who are the keepers of the mystery of Nehe and Jet time. We are those who keep the mystery of the stillness and the turning. Just here, just now. In this body, in this place, in this breath, in this flesh, we are made justified. We are true of voice, and our name is heard, that we may live. The Book of Gates is written in ourselves, and we are at its service.